تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هل ننبئكم بالأخسرين أعمالا؟ الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا. صدق الله العظيم. In many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned his ummah about the coming of fitan, the coming of trials, tribulations. Such tests will come upon this ummah that will shake the iman of the Muslims. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at one of the hills of Madina Munawwara. He addresses the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and he asks them, do you see what I see? Do you notice what I can notice? So Sahaba say, no, we cannot see anything. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, indeed I see fitnas, trials, tribulations coming into your homes, like how raindrops falls from the sky. So like this, fitnas will come. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not only informed his ummah about the coming of fitnas, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even gave the method in which a person will be able to save himself. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned by Hazrat Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wakes up from his sleep in the state of fear. Istayqadha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fazi'a. In a state of fear, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wakes up. And then he exclaims and he says, Subhanallah, ماذا أنزل الله من الخزائن. That Subhanallah, what treasures have come down from the side of Allah. وما أنزل من الفتن. And what trials and tribulations have come with it as well. When a person looks, generally we will find that trials, tribulations can come about because of wealth. People will begin to fight with each other, they will begin to kill each other, they will begin to spill each other's blood. Why? Because of wealth. People feel jealous because of wealth. People become greedy because of wealth. People are even prepared to sacrifice their iman because of wealth. This is a fitna, this is a trial and tribulation. Hazrat Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala who says, on one occasion we were upon a journey with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We stopped at a certain destination. Then the different sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were busy seeing to their own activities. A person comes, he announces As-Salatu Jami'ah. The announcer of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes an announcement, gathering all the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then mentions to them and he tells them that there is no Nabi that had come onto the face of this earth except that he had guided his ummah as to what they should be doing in terms of good. And he warned his ummah with regards to staying away from those things that are harmful. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then explains and he says, when it comes to this ummah, the afiyat has been placed in the first part. However, وَسَيُصِيبُ آخِرَهَا بَلَاءٌ وَأُمُورٌ تُنْكِرُونَهَا. However, the latter part of this ummah, that part of the ummah who will come just before Qiyamah, they will be faced with trials, with tribulations, with difficulties. They will go through hardships. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then says, وَتَجِيءُ الْفِتْنَةُ وَتَجِيءُ الْفِتْنَةَ وَيُرَقِّكُ بَعْضُهَا بَعْضًا. Fitna will come, trials, tribulations. Each fitna that will come, the one that comes after it will be even worse. So when a person will go through one fitna, وَتَجِيءُ فِتْنَةٌ وَيَقُولُ الْمُؤْمِنُ هَذِهِ مُهْلِكَتِي. Riwayat of Muslim Sharif. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when a fitna will come, when a trial and tribulation will come upon a person, he will say, looking at the difficulty and hardship he is put through, هَذِهِ مُهْلِكَتِي. This fitna is going to destroy me. This fitna is going to destroy me. However, that fitna will then be removed. That fitna will be removed and he will remain safe. However, the next fitna will come. And the next fitna will be even worse than that previous fitna. And the mu'min will say, وَهَذِهِ وَهَذِهِ. Each fitna that is coming, that this fitna is definitely going to destroy me. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains. And he says that when fitna comes, فمن احب ان يزحزح عن النار ويدخل الجنه فلياته منيته وهو يؤمن بالله واليوم الاخر. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when trials come, when tribulations come, that person who wants to be safe from the fire of Jahannam and he wants to be granted entry into Jannah, he should ensure that at the time of his death, at the time when death overcomes him, then at that time he should make sure he is preserving his iman. He should make sure his iman is intact. There is no taint upon his iman. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, badiru bil amali fitanan ka kita'i laylil muzlim, that hasten in carrying out good actions, hasten in doing good deeds before the coming of fitnas, before the coming of trials and tribulations, where during that time you will be so busy trying to save yourself from that fitna, you won't have time to carry out good deeds. So do good deeds now, before the time, the coming of those trials and tribulations. Those fitnas will come, كَكِتَعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ, like the portions of a dark night. In a dark night, a person can't see. He needs to save himself from the difficulties around him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, at that time, يُسْبِحُ رَجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا. Oh, yumsi mu'minan wa yumsi kafira. At that time, a person, the trials and tribulations will be targeted upon a person's iman. A person's iman will be in danger. And it will be such a situation, such time, such circumstances, that at that time, a person, he will wake up in the morning as a believer, as a mu'min. But at night, when he's going to sleep, he's a kafir. And a person in the night, he will be a believer. But come the morning, again, he will be in a state of kufr, will be in a state of disbelief. This is something which we can understand today. When it comes to the different ideologies around us, when it comes to the different beliefs around us, sometimes a person, he does not even realize it. The belief that he holds within his heart takes him out of the fold of Islam. A person believes in Darwin's theory, or he believes in certain statements of atheists, or certain statements of the people out there. He says, you know what this person is saying is correct. Not realizing that that belief which he is holding within his heart, that belief that he has taken him out of the fold of Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then says, at that time, a person will be such, يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِأَرَضٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِأَرَضٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. A person will be so attached to this world. He will be so attached to the material of this world. He will be prepared to sacrifice his deen. He will be prepared to sacrifice his iman for a small portion of this dunya. To acquire some wealth of this world, he will be prepared to sacrifice whatever he got in terms of his deen. Why? Because he can see the glitter and glamour of the dunya. He can see that wealth before him. He cannot see Jannat and Jahannam. Because of that, he is willing to sacrifice eternal happiness in the akhirat for the sake of a few coppers, for the sake of a few rands and cents in this world. Like this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned different fitan, different trials and tribulations will come upon this ummah. And this is something which a person should not take lightly. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam even taught the sahaba. He even taught the sahaba, and it was a dua that he used to regularly make himself. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adhabil qabr wa adhabin nar wa fitnatil mahya wal mamat. وَفِتْنَةِ الْمَسِيحِ الدَّجَّالِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought protection in Allah from four things regularly. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from punishment, from the punishment of the grave. This is something which everyone is scared about. We are wary about. This is something we want to be in the grave in a state of contentment with afiyat. So number one, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks for safety from the punishment of the grave. Number two, safety from the punishment of the fire of Jahannam. The third thing, O Allah, I seek your protection from the fitnas, from the trials and tribulations during life and during death. And the fourth thing, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, O Allah, I seek your protection from the biggest fitna of them all. I seek your protection from the fitna of Dajjal. From the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam till the time when Qiyamah will come, different fitnas had come upon this ummah. But the greatest fitna, the greatest fitna, the greatest trial and tribulation that this ummah will be faced with is the fitna of Dajjal. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, ما بين خلق آدم إلى قيام الساعة أمر أكبر من الدجال. From the time of the creation of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam Till the time of Qiyamah, there will not be a fitna, there will not be a trial and tribulation that will come as great as the fitna of Dajjal. This will be the greatest fitna. Each and every Nabi that had come onto the face of this earth had warned his ummah about the coming of Dajjal, that the fitna of Dajjal will be so great, it will shake a person's iman. It will shake a person's iman. This will be his fitna. The target, the work of Dajjal. Dajjal first, when he comes onto this earth, when he makes his appearance, the first thing that he will say, he will claim to be a Nabi of Allah. After claiming to be a Nabi, he will then claim divinity. He will then claim that he is Allah himself. And the different trials and tribulations he will put the people through. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dajjal will come to a Bedouin. He will ask him, do you believe me to be Allah? Do you believe me to be your Rabb? The person will say, no. He says, okay, tell me that if I have to bring your parents alive today, his parents had passed away. If I have to bring your parents to life, if I have to bring them before you, will you then believe me? So he says, yes. Two jinnat, two shayateen will then come. In the shape and the form of this person's mother and father, they will come before this person. And they will tell him that, oh my son, believe in him. Oh my son, believe in him. And like this, a person will fall. Together with that, it is one of the fitnas of Dajjal. That those people who believe in Dajjal, to be the Rabb, they believe him to be Allah. Then those people will go through good times. Those people will have enjoyment. Those people will have the wealth of this world. So that for them, Dajjal will command the skies to rain, it will begin to rain. He will command the crops to grow, it will begin to grow. Like that, Dajjal, those people who believe in Dajjal, will have the wealth of this world. They will enjoy themselves. And those people who do not believe in him, those people who refuse to believe in him, they will go through difficulty and hardship. They will go through difficulty and hardship. By them refusing to believe in Dajjal, they will wake up the next morning, whatever wealth they had everything lost. Everything gone. This will be the fitna and trial of Dajjal, that he will be targeting people using the material of this world. You are chasing after this world, then the fitna of Dajjal will be such, it will target your iman. That are you prepared to sacrifice the material of this world for the sake of your iman? Or are you prepared to sacrifice your iman and gain the material of this world? This will be the test that Dajjal will come with. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not only explained to this ummah the great fitna of Dajjal, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even explained to this ummah how do we save ourselves. How do we save ourselves? For that person who comes face to face with Dajjal, that person who comes face to face with him, he comes in front of him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says regarding that person, Ya ibadallah fathbutu. Oh, the servants of Allah, remain steadfast. Remain steadfast. Do not fall into the traps of shaitan. Do not fall into the traps of Dajjal. Make sure your iman is safe. Keep your iman safe. This will be the target of Dajjal. He will be targeting your iman. That you must sacrifice your iman for the sake of getting the material of this world. So Dajjal will come. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Ya ibadallah fathbutu. However, with regards to that person who hears about Dajjal, he hears about him coming, and now he hears that he is doing different supernatural feats. He is doing this and he is doing that. Now a person, he is tempted, he wants to go and see. From a distance also, he wants to go and see, he wants to go and watch. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advises him also, Man sami'a bid-dajjal falyan'a anhu. That person who hears about the coming of Dajjal, he hears about the different things that he is doing, and now he wants to go and see. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Falyana anu, do not even go close. Do not even go close. Stay far away from him. Do not go close." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then explains, a person will hear about Dajjal. He will be tempted to go before him. وَهُوَ يَحْسِبُ أَنَّهُ مُؤْمِنٌ. He will be confident with regards to the condition of his iman. What he feels, he is feeling confident. I will see the different plots of Dajjal. I will see what he brings and I will see the different fitnas he is coming with. But my iman will be safe. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this person will go thinking his iman is safe. But then when he goes, he will fall into the traps of Dajjal and he will believe in him. His iman will be lost in this way. So at the time of fitna, We are advised in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not go close. In other hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to the sahaba, in the coming, at the time of fitna, kunu ahlasa buyutikum, be like the underfelt of your homes. What that means, stay at home. Stay at home, do not expose yourselves to that fitna, because you do not realize it, by you exposing yourself, you are putting your iman in danger. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised us, stay away, stay far away. And together with that, something which we need to do each and every Jum'ah, including today, and that is the recitation of Surah Kahf. The recitation of Surah Kahf has a special link with saving people from the different fitnas, and especially saving people from the fitna of Dajjal. One hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that person who recites Surah Kahf, that person who recites Surah Kahf for 8 days, he will remain safe from any type of fitna. He will remain safe from any type of fitna. And if Dajjal had to make his appearance, he will be safe from the fitna of Dajjal also. He will be safe from the fitna of Dajjal. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that person who memorizes the first 10 verses of Surah Kahf, he will be safe from the fitna of Dajjal. Another hadith, that person who learns the last 10 ayat, he will be safe from the fitna of Dajjal. But what we understand, the Surah Kahf has a special link with saving people from the fitnas out there and saving people from the fitna of Dajjal. Mulana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi Rahimullah, he gives an explanation. And he says, what is the link between Surah Kahf and between saving a person from the different fitnas out there and especially the fitna of Dajjal? He then explains and he says, the fitna that Dajjal will come with, that at the time when the fitna comes, it will be a challenge, it will be a test. That the test will be, on one hand, he will have materialism. On one hand, he will have materialism. And on the other hand, we will have iman bil ghayb, iman in the unseen. That Dajjal, when he comes, he will make you, that he will have this belief, that seeing is believing. Seeing is believing. Those people who believe in Dajjal, they will enjoy good times. Those people who believe in Dajjal, the crops, etc. will grow for them. Those people who believe in Dajjal will have the wealth of the world before them. Dajjal will come with a fire, he will come with water. But everything is upside down. What you are seeing to be fire is actually water. Cool, sweet water. And that what you are seeing is water is actually fire. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advises the ummah that at that time, you rather jump into the fire of Dajjal because it is actually sweet, cold water. It is actually sweet, cold water. So what we understand, that Dajjal will come with such a test, that the test will be with regards to seeing is believing. That materialism is everything that you need to have in this world. Forget about akhirat. Forget about iman bil ghayb. This will be the challenge. This will be the challenge, and this is a theme that runs throughout Surah Kahf. In the first few verses, Allah Ta'ala makes mention, "Inna ja'alna ma 'ala al-ardi zinatan laha linabluwahum ayyuhum ahsanu 'amala." That the beauty and adornment of this world is done as a test. As a test, as an examination. Who are those people who are going to fall for the temptations of this world and sacrifice the iman because of it? In the last 10 verses, again, Allah Ta'ala makes mention, قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا. Should you not mention that person who is the greatest loss? الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. That a person, he had strove his entire life in the acquisition of the wealth of this world. الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُ يُحْسِنُونَ سُنْعًا. But he thought he was doing something very great. He thought he was doing something very great, but he sacrificed everything for the sake of this world, and he gets nothing in the akhirah. So this theme of materialism versus iman bil ghayb, this theme moves throughout Surah Kahf. Surah Kahf, this theme is found especially in the first 10 ayat and in the last 10 ayat. And in this entire surah also, there are 4 incidents that are mentioned. In these 4 incidents, again, the same challenges come about. The challenge of materialism versus iman bil ghayb. The 4 incidents, which inshallah will be mentioned in the 4 weeks that are coming by the different ulama who are coming for Jum'ah. Number 1, the incident of Ashab al-Kahf, the people of the cave. With regards to them, the first incident also, this also the same theme. Materialism versus iman bil ghayb. The second incident, when Allah Ta'ala speaks, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ رَجُلَيْنِ. The person who had the wealth of this world, and together the other person did not have that much wealth. And the person begins to boast about it. He begins to say that everything is from his own side. This again, another test, the second incident. The third incident, the incident of Musa alayhi salam and Khadir alayhi salam. And the fourth incident, the incident of Dhulqarnain. These four incidents which are mentioned in Surah Kahf have a link with this very same theme. That on the one hand you have materialism. On the other hand you have Iman bil Ghaib. Materialism means that a person, he believes that everything will take place on this earth because of means. Because of the means that come about. That by him adopting the means, then only he will be able to be successful. However, Iman bil Ghaib means that yes, we will use the means. With the means, Allah will grant us. Without the means also, Allah can still grant us. May Allah Ta'ala grant each and every one of us the tawfiq of bringing alive the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may he grant us the tawfiq of reciting the surah every Friday. May Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.